Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
bind us, he is hated. And he will kill us after 2 days. Yeah, he will revive us. The third day in his sight will rise up. Let's go.
Gather
together. Gather together. Come on. Yeah. Gather together. Let's gather together. Let's go. Gather together, O nation, I desire. Before the decree, go forth and y'all bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness, do his judgments, walk righteousness, learn Yah's path. He will lighten it. We fighting it. Be the same blood, have the same ear, in the same Abba. We are the slaves, live the same drama. My poor we the true brethren. For 100 years, have we learned our lesson? How good and blessed if we dwell together. Here, do what's better. Free is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy will cut us off to be a nation ever. Soon the shackles are severed. Soon we'll be one nation, one king, one law, all serving one Elohim. Gather together, let's gather together, let's go. Gather together, gather together, go. Thank you.
Grow shut. Please just turn to the most high. That's how we take the pie. He wants us to sell the chips. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Yah's righteous. Yah's and let Yah be magnified. The beautiful presence. Singing. Going up to our King, our Lord, Father. Beautiful. And very fitting. Seeing that today is the fourth commandment. So we got to praise Yah. Hallelujah. Like we are in order to go into our next portion of the service, let's wipe our tears. Let's stop our crying. Because today is Yahweh's day. Hallelujah. I don't hear my little soldiers, the young ones. Hallelujah. Get it together. Well, let's go ahead and open up the prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, my well, Heavenly Father, come before you once again on this holy Shabbat day that you ordained before us. Praise your worship unto you, for thou hast even made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, even rested on this day. Thou hast even blessed this day. Sanctified day and hallowed it. Thou hast even made this day a sign between thee and our people, that may know that you are Yahweh our Elohim, and has sanctified us. So we praise you, Yah, and we thank you. Please continue to be with us for your mercy's sake, for your name's sake, and for your righteousness' sake. Please allow the blessed day to be blessed upon us. Please allow us to increase. not only blessed spiritual food to nourish souls, also physical, beautiful and exalted righteous name. We pray, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and Yahweh be magnified.
Amen.
At this time, it's my privilege, also an honor to be called up our next team. It's a visible for over 5 years. He's an ordained minister, ordained by Yah, under the ministries that was led by Israel. He's also co-founder of Restoration, the Sacred Law Conference, has been held annually 3 times a year on 25 years. He's also your host of the radio blog broadcast that comes on Monday through Friday from 7 to 8. And this teacher, the great man, also happens to be my Moe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God's righteous. Yah holy. But Yah be magnified. Amen. May be seated and say shalom to the family in the house. Bar shalom to those of us listening by way of internet. By the way of internet, Blog Talk, YouTube, Facebook, truly is not my own reason. You're tuning in about Yah. Before we get into our lesson today, so make sure we give our conference line number again, because we have another meeting on the conference line concerning all of our conferences that we will have in 2018. This is unprecedented because we've never been prepared where we already got all 3 conferences signed, sealed, and delivered. Hallelujah. The beautiful great work behind the scenes. Thank you, beautiful Lord, for her great sacrifice to the Most High. Hallelujah. All those who assist and help her, and make no mistake about it, she's diligent about her work. Diligent kindness. Hallelujah. And we'll get the conference line information. We will be meeting tomorrow on the conference line. We'll be taking any type of comments, questions, ideals, and even concerns. I've heard a few concerns from some people. Yeah, more questions, more inquiry, and we ain't got a whole lot. And I'm sure there's people who would love to be part of what we're doing. Well, if dude, just give us a call.
No. Great question. Gather yourselves together.
Gather yourselves together.
Ovation, not desire.
Sometimes we just don't have everybody's number, but it's
712-775-7031.
712-775-7031.
And then, he's back up now.
336 is the access code. 336-958-794 is the access code.
That is correct. The phone number once again is
712-775-7031
Eastern Standard Time. We will have our meeting. If y'all don't mind taking a little time away from the football and basketball games, we greatly appreciate it. We do that because we
oftentimes on the first day of the week feeding the poor, and so by the time we get in and it's settled, it'll be conferences each year. In 2018, our first conference will be in Georgia, March the 15th through the 18th. The last day to make your reservation is March the 2nd. March 2nd. And we'll keep announcing these things. You can go to our website. There's a link where you can make your reservation for a spring conference. And then it will be held in Spencer, Tennessee, July the 29th through August the 3rd. That's a week long. Over the course of 5 days, it's going to be just absolutely wonderful. And we'll be in a campsite all together. And again, that's 29th through the 2nd. Then our winter conference will be December the 6th through the 9th. That will be in the Bahamas, where we will take a cruise to the Bahamas and December 6th through the 9th. Of course, with this cruise, you have to have your deposit in by 24th of January. 4th of January, yes. And that's next week. Deposit is $100 per adult. And however, the rules do not have to be paid in full until October the 8th. It's either the 7th or the 8th. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to repeat everything I'll say to you because our mic, the battery went dead. Well, one of the sisters had the batteries in there first. I know y'all keep a lot of stuff. Elder Yaya. There are children prices, and children prices are very, very good. Exact same price. So, somebody like myself, I might have to take out a loan, get everybody in. But it's all good. Because I always said, got my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by what? I made sacrifice, literally. Maybe about 30 minutes outside of the city of Atlanta, tacked on by an hour because of traffic. So you in the city and you want to come out there, yeah, you got to get a 2 hour head start. So, but everything will be in Marietta, of course. I'm sure everybody. No more easy to drive on a train and going there. train, the martyr train, to take you where mostly that you might want to go. I think a couple other people had their hands up. Everything will be in place. Question was asked about how far Marietta, and will everything be in one place? And yes, everything will be in one place. The Saturday meeting, 6-day meeting. Breakfast is included in all the pricing, so everyone should be good. It's just if you want to go out and party like y'all, you know how Israel is. I'm preparing to study in Israel party. So yes, ma'am, Sister Sarah. Shabbat shalom.
I missed it, I guess. Yeah, we was wondering, did you say the 24th?
As far as the cruise deposit? Yes, the January the 24th is the last day to make your deposit. And let me say this, we're going to talk about this on our conference line. $100 per adult. All the rooms are double occupancy, which means they are expecting you. When you call, that you had two people, and you're giving them two names, and you're paying $200. That's their expectations. Either way, you're going to pay $100, so you might as well get two names. But get your other money. You should be staying with somebody, unless you big money like Hashem. You know. yes, ma'am.
You have a chat on how to pay the
hospital. Well, let me apologize. I don't know why I keep saying per adult. Thank you, Essie, for correcting me. Per person. I apologize. I accuse anybody on the internet and in here is per person. Now, say for instance, you got three people or four people standing in a room, or even their rooms in a room. And however, just to get the room secured, you only had to pay a deposit for two. And then you can add the other than the fourth person on. You can do that. You don't want to wait the last minute to do it because they might say, well, we don't have those rooms left. But you can add after two. You can add anybody later after that. But get your room secure with at least two people. And then you can add. The room that you have will determine the price of what third or fourth each person is going to pay. Because it is less than the original two. It is less. Yes, ma'am.
So say you make your deposit and then you have a nice job and you look up and came home. Do you get the deposit back?
I think up to a certain time, information on how to get your refund back, but it's only up until a certain time.
Shalom, when I talked to them, they told me that whoever set it up, an awesome job, because with this particular arrangement, you get a chance and get 100% refund all the way up to, I think it was a week, 2 weeks before, without losing anything. But if you've done individual or outside of this group, you're going to hit nearly that long.
Right.
Some of them want refundable.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of groups in putting it in a group. The only thing with a group, let me say this, and I typically wouldn't say this with the hotels. After the 24th, and you were not able to get your deposit in or anything like that, you didn't book a room, it don't mean you still can't go. It's just you have to get a room outside of the group. And you might decide in the summer, now I got it, I can go. Only thing that you have to be concerned about, the closer you get, is the price they will charge at that time and whether they have rooms for that weekend. So those are only two concerns that you might have. And but outside of that, as long as they have rooms, be selling rooms, so it ain't like, oh, that's it, you can't go. But you want to try to get in as early as possible. And like I told you, all we got to do is talk, let us know what's going on, and we'll find a way. Y'all make some way out. And Almighty, gather ourselves together, and that's what we're going to do. All right? But you want at least two people together that will look. And like I said, we'll be doing all, talking about all this tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before we get into our lesson, are there any questions for today's class? Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Giving all glory to Yahweh by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
God is righteous.
God is righteous.
God is holy.
Yah, so
Yahweh.
Let Yahweh be magnified.
I got one question, two questions. The first question is, why are we serving Yah? And the second question is, are there seven things why we are serving Yah?
There's a great possibility. There's I'm not sure about that question. Is there seven things why? But why we are serving God, go to the book, and that's a very beautiful question. Show you how beautiful this question is. In the book of Ecclesiastes, if you turn there. And if there's any other questions, raise your hand and Abraham will bring the mic to you. Or you can go to the mic. Stretch your legs. The 12th chapter. This is what it says. In the 13th verse. Start at the 12th verse.
Ecclesiastes 2 verse 3 reads, and further by these, my son, be honest. Of many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh.
Yeah, today we study, and we read. What are we reading for, and what are we studying for? Your season, your reading is for self-development. And all studying, all reading, at the end of the day, you might develop self. But one thing for certain is weariness to the flesh. It's because there's no end. As soon as you, even a teacher will teach one thing, and then next thing you know, an addition will come out that they have to study themselves to be able to teach kids. There's always, new ways, new technology. It's a never-ending cycle. And all you want to do is get tired. But so study. Watch what it is.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Just give me the... Yeah, in other words, Obadiah read it correctly because it actually says this is the whole man, not the whole duty of man. This is the whole man. because at some point in time, you have to know doing this to come whole, complete, perfect. That's why today I was speaking, because I get a lot of questions. Today I'm speaking on holistic healing. Holistic healing. How do you become whole? What are the truths? And why are we people? Why are we broken up and down? Why are we a full of vexation and adversity? And why are we dying so early? Where our fathers live day is so far shorter, this is really a sad testament. As like, here it is, we're living to 70, 80 years old, the average, in average, and that's like, a lot of people are thinking, well, I didn't think I was going to make it past 21. How, what type of life are you living where you need to think you're going to make it to 20 or 21? I'm going to be surprised at 30. Yeah, and look, well, and many teachers was right, because a lot of people are not. The expectation, life expectancy of good, if you get to the age of 30, that was long life. The average child, they as a baby, if they was born in slavery, a baby, like many of our people was, they wouldn't make it to 80. And those who live, they 20 some, maybe 30 some years old, it's only because they were already past 80. But when they was born, they were living long ago. So it's very horrible for our people. And today, it's horrible for our people. And our people dying at things never heard of, and our people are dying at things, they just see certain things. In other words, they'll die of some type of heart problems, but little people know there's so many things that can go wrong with the heart to make the heart die, that they'll just start categorizing how your heart failed. But really, there's only one reason why your heart failed for real. Let me tell you, all hell. It's called stress. But I never diagnosed stress. And we're just going to talk about this. Sister A.
Shalom. Giving our honor, glory to the only one of Israel. They gave Solomon wisdom how to fall short. What caused it astray, you know, 4K and all that stuff. If it didn't have wisdom, why didn't he know better decisions? And also, that's my session with me. One thing that we need to keep the commandment. If this number is visible, like, how many commandments is it really? Besides, you know, like, as a whole, I want to know that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the latter one, that's very easy. That's very easy. Everything he commands, we just have no clue. You can't even put a number. If we could, we would. And you can't put a number on that. People talk and say it's 613. These people don't even know what a key is. So I don't know. However, but why did Solomon, why did Paul, wisdom teach you, if you take hold to me, that and bind me upon your neck and write me upon the table of your heart, that it preserves thee. Wisdom also, if you forsake, I will forsake. For he's going to be fooled. He's me. And what that mean? That means you reap what you sow. And the Almighty went to Solomon twice, told him, he should not multiply wisely to himself, multiply gold and silver unto itself, nor to plow horses unto itself. And Solomon multiplied many wives unto himself. And then he told Solomon, not only don't multiply wives unto yourself, but he was told him not to marry foreign women, because they will surely turn his heart away from him. And so he did that. So when he forsook God, did not I tell you this? And he still ignored me. And Yah went to him a second time and said, this time I'm going to reign the kingdom and divide it. I won't do it in your time, but I'm going to do it in your son's days. And so this is why we are divided people today, because of Solomon. Now, we could have learned from Solomon and made crooked things straight, but no, we didn't. We did just like him. And that's oftentimes our problem. We monkey see. Now, if it was sheep see and sheep do, we won't do that. Be humble. But monkey see, we will monkey do. That's our problem. But how do we become whole? How do we become holistic? The scripture teach us every word of Elohim is what? Every word of Elohim is put unto them that put their trust in him. The Almighty said in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, if you turn there, I'm sure y'all experienced this, where you get sick, you already know why you're sick. In other words, sick, and you like, man, dang, I shouldn't have ate that. Man, sick, I know I should have covered up. Man, you know, man, I got sick, and I know I should have. Very seldom do people get sick, and it happens. But very seldom people get sick. This came from. Oftentimes, if they think and meditate hard enough, can identify where it came from. But watch this in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, and look what it says. 16 verse.
Reads, thus, Yah, stand ye in the ways and see. And as for the old paths, where is the good way? They said, we will not walk therein.
We're not going to walk therein. just not going to do it. Even though it says, and ye in the way and see, ask for those paths. Where is the good way? That's where the good way is. So anytime you want something good, you can't look at this new stuff to try to find the good thing. You got to look in the past. Then it says, walk therein. And if you do all these things, you're going to find rest for souls. And you know when you're sick, you're restless. You're not resting. And you want to find rest for your souls. And this is what I found. I found there's very simple things that can help us to become whole. And not just whole, holistic. Only we can be whole, but we also can help others be whole. And let me share with you where it begins, where the holistic healing begins. The first thing I want you to see, just for the sake of wisdom, you possess some power. God, Creator, enable us to possess some power. Shalom. Think the first power is housed. The beginning of your power, where do you think it's housed? Where do you think it sits? Say in your heart. That's very good. Anyone else? All right, your mind. All right, in your mouth, and let me tell you, this is absolutely right. It's in your mouth. Show how you can heal just by the things you speak, by these you say. Proverbs 23, we're going to go there next, but I want you to read Proverbs 18 verse. Start at the 20th verse.
Satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled.
In other words, with the increase of his lips shall he be filled, just by knowing and understanding the fruit of the mouth. A lot of times we're saying things, but don't realize that these things, that you know how it is, when we say it, you reap what you sow. And a lot of times you put out negative things like slander, like gossip, rumor monger, not realizing all they're going to do is come back and bite you. You think for somebody else, and it's fun like you're talking, but look, do you know you're about to eat some gravel? And watch what it says.
And life are in the power of the tongue.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I thought you want to have life. I thought that's everybody want to have his life. Well, if you want to have life, then stop gossiping. Talk negative. No wonder we're dying. Because that's what death is. Sometimes we think death is when it happens immediately. No, death can be very slow. and painful and grievous, just like words are. Words are very grievous, very painful. Watch what it says.
Death and life are in the power of tongue, and they love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, you're going to eat death because you don't know how to control your mouth. Or you can eat life because you do know how to control your mouth. And how do you control the mouth? You eat good things. Speak right things. That's why I love being a Hebrew, because the first thing out of a Hebrew mouth is shalom. And the terrible thing, oftentimes, don't mean it. But it's still the first thing that kind of the mouth. I love my babies because I raised them in a way that I didn't raise my older children. I wish I had. And they wake up praising Yah. I mean, they wake up praying Yah. That's the first thing that comes out of their mouth. Soon as they see us, praise Yah, praise Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's they say, let Yahweh be magnified, let Yahweh be magnified. In the power of the tongue. So when we start speaking to one another, we got to speak good things and right things. We want to just gossip all the time. You realize what death-defying that is to somebody? As soon as they hear it, might as well just put a knife in my back. Because that's how I just felt. As soon as somebody say, man, bad news. Man, I heard so-and-so-and-so. Now, you might as well just kick me up my butt. Because why do you think I want to hear that? But this is what we do to one another. And then we wonder why we're sick. Because we made ourselves sick. We spoke sickness into existing. That's what death is. It's death is when you become sick. Watch what it says in Proverbs 18. Or Proverbs 23, where I wanted you to go. Show you who want to hear about your death. In the book of Proverbs 23, in verse 9, what does it say?
In the ears of a fool.
Yeah, don't even speak in the ears of a fool. Why you even waste your time speaking in the ears of a fool? In other words, you're good with death. That's the only person who's going to accept that stuff. Then what do it say?
He will despise the wisdom of thy words.
Yeah, he don't despise your wisdom anyway. And I see people, they talking to fools all the time. They're not listening to them. They don't get nothing about nothing good and no wisdom. And they sit debating and arguing with a fool. You better talk to somebody that loves Mosiah and love righteousness and love goodness and love judgment. And, you know, steady arguing. Next you know, you got a headache. And don't even know where it came from. Next you thirsty. In other words, you more water than you would need it if you wouldn't have just talked to that person. This is how you come whole. Watch this in the book of Proverbs 15. Come out of your mouth. You have to consciously circumcise your mouth. Say, today, I'm going to speak good things. That's what this says in the book of Proverbs 15 and 4. Start at the third verse, though.
The eyes of Yah are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life.
The tree of life. Yes, human. You talk to somebody, some people, man, you just You just want to jump up for joy. You just want to bust through a hole. You energize. You smiling. You laughing. You good. And then you talk to some people. All you want to do is kill yourself. Watch what it says. Somebody else, and your spirit is all is gone. Read the first verse.
A soft answer turned away wrath.
Yeah, soft answer turned away wrath. These people who call themselves old. I just feel like it is. Go ahead. Somebody take some cigarette or something, pour it on the coach jacket and stuff. See, he just don't say it, but that's no celebrate. You just celebrating somebody dumping snowbank. Or somebody champagne and shit up and then pour in your face and people get things from that, right? But then when you on your with your lonesome, you in the shower and that water's beat down real salty. That's you happy. But somebody's pouring some on you and just, that's the foolishness. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Giving all praise to my God, the heaven and earth, all that there is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a beautiful lesson, a real beautiful lesson. And, this past week, I came across a article. Let me read it. It was a pyramid by an author named Oto, Masu Omoto, and they did a study on water and the breathing of water. And what they found out was the vibration of what you speak, whether it's positive or negative, the water contained it. And they did an experiment with rice. They had three festivals. One of them, they dance spoke positive words to the water, the rice, for like 30 days. Then the other two went to the results were the rice that had water that contained the rice was positive. After the test was over, it pretty much stayed the same. It really wasn't that much effect on the rice. One that was that they did nothing to eat. Just alone. It went down a little bit, but the one that he saw the negative thing to is completely rotten. Completely rotten. And it was several people did the same test. And, I think it goes right along. I mean, the lesson that you're teaching, so the positive, like, what you put out there, I mean, you can do it with yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And a lot of times these, you see a lot of experiments and stuff like that. But the true experiment is the Christ's word. You doing an experiment every day. Every day. You got to do is speak to your kids. And your wife and your family member, and you'll see. And see what happened. And just one more scripture on speaking. That's the first thing that you have to learn to do. You have to learn how to speak. And a lot of people don't know how to speak. They don't know how to talk. They don't realize that it's going to be one way or another in life. There's no in between. And once you're deaf, and see, when you get real good and you realize and you real strong, you'll be able to tell somebody, oh, that's some deaf speaking. Let me just walk away. You're speaking deaf. And then start redirect themselves. And that's what you want. Want them to start running after you. How's that deaf? Now you want to listen? All right, good. Let's teach you and show you. In Proverbs. Back to Proverbs 23. Learn how to talk. The 15th verse.
It reads, "My son, if thy heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice."
Look, and that's what you look at your son and my son. If your heart be wise, rejoice from that. And watch what it says.
Yea, my reign shall rejoice.
My reign is the light, most inner heart of yourself.
When thy lips speak right things.
In other words, because these words go deep out of you. And so you just can't contradict the law of life. Life is you will reap what you sow. That's just a life, period. If you speak good things, if you speak right things, if you speak righteousness, if you make somebody day just by your words, it's healing. It's healing to you, and you feel better. You set it up. And people have spoke things, and you was down the whole day. But not only your mouth. Let me tell you the next thing. Why a lot of people sit. They, number one, they don't know how to speak. And that's very important because, like I said, you put in the universe that ultimately you want them back to you. You want good to come back to you. But the other thing is, watch this in the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter. And that's why the scripture says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Hear Yah what? For this is the whole man. Because now we're talking about the laws of wisdom, the laws of understanding, the commandments of Yah. These are his words. You don't have to go nowhere to get the word of Yah. And the word of Yah is your light. It is the length of days. In the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter, starting at the 8th verse, what do it say?
Also, I heard the voice of the king saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me, tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not.
Yeah, listen to something you don't understand. In other words, put the tape in, and then the tape put in a Chinese tape, and see that. See how that make you feel.
See indeed, but it's not.
In other words, put another tape in, but it's a video, and they're talking a foreign language with foreign, what they got, foreign caption. Then see if you understand that. In other words, you can see the picture, you see it, but then the word is foreign to you, how you feel. And watch this.
Make part of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes. Least they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand their heart, convert and be healed.
Convert, be what? because that's what happens when you really understand things and when you really see things, when you really know things, you really become healed. It's like you just look at how you gonna be healed, and you outside talking with a cigarette right now, and how you gonna be healed from that? You don't know. Yeah, I know this bad, but really, actually, don't know what's bad. You like what is it here? CBD, but what? Understand not. See, did you see? You can ask. You can see. But you can't. Don't perceive nothing. When you are able to see, you should have perception. So why don't you? You don't because you're not using your eyes for what they're made for. Nor are you using your ears for what they're made for. Do you know why people got ears? To what? Actually, you got two ears, one mouth. No, let me tell you why you got ears. You got ears for obedience. How else you gonna obey? Yeah, I just don't want you to be listening. He wants you to be obedient. And he needs you to hear him. And oftentimes we're not listening. We're too busy talking. And we got to learn how to listen. That's why look, these people got ears. It says make the heart of these people fat, make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes, at least they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, understand with their heart